I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A federal judge is not backing off her order to an Alabama probate judge that he must issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. U.S. District Judge Callie Grenade on Monday refused to stay her order to Mobile County Probate Judge Don Davis. Grenade in January ruled that Alabama's gay marriage ban is unconstitutional and told Davis that he could not refuse licenses because of the couple's sexual orientation. The Alabama Supreme Court, however, issued a ruling earlier this month telling all probate judges to refuse to issue the licenses. Following the state Supreme Court decision, Davis shut down all marriage license operations altogether to avoid running afoul of either order. A revised plan to address prison overcrowding has cleared the hurdle in the Alabama Senate. APR's Pat Duggins reports on what happens now.
State Senator Cam Ward of Alabaster hopes to have his prison reform bill before the full Senate by the end of the month. The plan is supposed to help relieve Alabama's overcrowded prisons, which are holding almost twice as many prisoners as they're designed for. The bill cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee after some tweaking to address concerns by law enforcement. Local sheriffs were worried that their departments might have to shoulder extra costs associated with the plan. The bill is the result of a list of recommendations by a prison reform task force, including supervision to reduce repeat offenders. The $25 million a year reform package will still leave Alabama's prisons at 65% over capacity. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
In keeping with St. Patrick's Day, a community college in Huntsville is hosting a day-and-a-half-long class all about beer. The brand-new course at J.F. Drake State Technical College in Huntsville will cover everything from the history of beer to how it's brewed, state and federal legislation, and the growing craft beer industry. Carrie Partain is the vice president of the Free the Hops. She says the class is designed to appeal to a wide variety of students.
We have people that range from beer enthusiasts, people who are looking to start up businesses in the craft beer industry. We're working with people who are looking for workforce development and jobs that they might want to insert themselves into some training for to find their place in this industry that's growing so rapidly here in Alabama.
The college is already working on plans to develop 4-credit courses and even an associate's degree program in brewing. Partly cloudy skies in both Mobile and the Gulf Coast, Central Alabama, and the Tennessee Valley tonight. 88 in Mobile, 84 in Tuscaloosa, 79 in both Florence and Huntsville. I'm Mackenzie Bates for Alabama Public Radio News.